And for your anointing rests upon your preaching tonight, Father. And upon your manservant, touch him and anoint him. Touch him in his spirit, his mind, his heart, and the inward parts of his soul. And touch him physically, Father. And let thy word come forth with soundness of the righteous spirit, Father. That the heart of the hearers may hear and receive the truth of Yahweh. We ask all things in Messiah's wonderful name. I bless you, Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You may be seated.
Do bless the Father for all things today. Thank Him for His mercies and His kindness and His goodness. It's a wonderful thing that to know His mighty hand rest upon me and upon His house, His people, that He will regard them. I think often, as I think the situation of Saul, Paul, as the Gentile manner would call him, how that he knew that his hour was at hand. He had seen the apostate began to creep in, the seductiveness, the spirit of whoredom overtaking those throughout Asia, Pamphylia, throughout Pontius. And so as his heart was very moved and touched, he wrote unto Timothy to write unto him to assure him that you can live a life that is circumspect before Yahweh in the midst of an apostate, adulterous, wicked generation. And this is a generation that has been produced by the seed of adultery and whoredom. That is why it is seeking a sign, because a wicked and an adulterous generation is always seeking after a sign. But there shall be no sign given but of the prophet Jonas, as he was in the belly of the whale 3 days, 3 nights, until Yahweh burped him up upon the earth. That is the witness and the hope of the house of Yisrael, is that Messiah got up after the third day. He was brought forth by the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. And so understanding his great dilemma, yet it was not a dilemma. He knew that his time was near. He knew that death was imminent. He knew that he was going to die. He knew that martyrdom was set forth for him. And so as he began to gauge his heart, he sat and he wrote what we call the second epistle or the letter unto Timothy to assure him in the midst of an apostate, wicked, adulterous world. And the things that shall try the heart of those that will comply to the laws and the truth of Yahweh, that their desires are to please Him and to do all things to make known the power of His strength and the assurance of His will as we walk in the will of Almighty Yahweh. There are a few verses I want to read out of 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 13, he says unto Timothy, he said, first of all, he said, I want you to hold fast the form or the revelation of sound words, which thou hast heard of me. He said, I want you to rest assuredly where you have heard the profound truths of Yahweh from. And these words are sound words because I know that martyrdom is my path. I know that I'm about to die. And so the words I spoke unto you, words of exaltation, words of strength, words of courage to challenge your heart, to walk in the strength of the truth of Yahweh, now that is the only strength that the people of Yahweh possess today. It's not going to come by some physical manifestation. They're simply going to come by the law of righteousness that abide in the hearts of man. And unless Yahweh writes his laws in the heart, the mind, and the inward parts of a man, there is no power to govern that man's life. Joel knew that death was a thing that would try the very faith and the truth that he had expounded upon throughout Asia, throughout that continent, and unto the Gentiles and the Yaldims as well. But he informed Timothy to hold fast, do not allow them to slip. And this generation is an adulterous generation. All things slip from their minds and their hearts. And the reason why, because there is no pure love for Yahweh. There's no pure desire for the things of truth. We speak well with our mouths. We're very elegant in our speech and we articulate well. But the power of his representation in a man's life is by the fruit of the Spirit. When you see and sense the fruit. So he said, hold fast to those things that will give you soundness of heart and strength, knowing whom you have heard them of. Now you have heard these things of me, Shaul said. Now I'm ready to die and to lay down my life. Now that is your assurance that I'm willing to die. I'm willing to lay down my life. He said, the things that you have heard of me, I spoke them in faith and in love, which is in Yahshua, Messiah. He said, the good thing are those things that have been spoken unto you and preached, which was committed unto you by the keeping of the Kudush Ruah, or by the Spirit of Yahweh. And that is what Yahweh does. That is why it is tantamount that we receive the Spirit of Yahweh, and that every good and perfect gift comes from above. And what the Spirit of Yahweh does, it retains the good things. Now, an adulterous and whorish generation that is seduced by sorcery, and I want to point out those things tonight, the power of sorcery and apostate, what it does to the heart and to the mind. It is of the same spirit as Satan, the devil, for he birthed these things in the hearts of those that will not keep those things that are good, that Yahweh has imparted by preaching, knowing the one that you have heard the preaching of, and they are committed into your heart by the safekeeping of the Spirit. Many do not possess the Spirit today, and that is why they walk in a carnal mind of death. It doesn't bring any life at all. It is a mind of apostate, adulterous, and every kind of vile spirit there is to flirt with, or to build altars, they build altars in every part of their minds to exalt those things that will not produce any life at all. You keep them by the Spirit that dwell or liveth in you. He says, this you know now. Verse 15. This thou knowest. He said, this will be one of your great trials. That all that which are in Asia, here this man is near death. And the scripture tells us in the book of Acts, the 19th chapter, how Saul preached in Asia, and there was a diverse crowd there, and they began to murmur at the things that he began to speak. And many began to turn away from him and the truth. He said, I want you to know that how I labored with intensity of hearts, with purity of mind throughout Asia. And now at the part of the most trying epic of his life, who is about to die, he knows that all that are in Asia be or are turned away from me. He said, none of them love me. Their hearts are given over unto this seductive, satanic spirit of this hour. And as you sit here today, as you have heard the truth of the man of Yahweh, your heart has been turned away from those good things. That you allow corrupt things to fill your heart, your mind, and your spirit. Because of the apostate spirit of adulterous and whoredom that is you perform in your mind and your spirit. And he said, I want you to know what things I've taught you, Timothy. They're things that are truth. And those that I labored with all of my heart, they're turned away from me. He said, they have turned away from me, of whom are Phygilius. He actually began to name them Phygilius and Hermogenius. He said, Yahweh give kindness unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he hath often refreshed me. Only one, he said, in the midst of this great calamity and perplexity, may the mercies of Yahweh, the love, favor of Yahweh, unto Onesiphorus, because he was the one that refreshed me often. He extolled at me and comforted me and the charge and the commands of Yahweh. In this hour, there's very little faithfulness and commitment unto the things of Yahweh. Most true men of Yahweh, they must live a life that is almost a hermit life. Because many do not perceive, nor do they know. And their hearts are so easily changed because of whoredom and adulterous spirits. Their minds are so easily removed from the love of truth. And from the love of those that speak the word of Yahweh in faith. The scripture talks about silly women. These are they that lead captive. Silly women because they are laden with sin. Well, that signifies a natural woman. It also signifies what we call, quote, the church, unquote. But it's not the assembly of Yahweh, the gathering, or the congregation, because the congregation is the separated, holy elect of Yahweh. And they are separated from Egypt and Asia and the things of the world that causes one to prostitute or to sell the wares of Yahweh for a sensual satisfaction for the moment. And Joel began to call out the names of those that have forsook him and turned many away from him, yet it was the will of Yahweh. He had ordained that their hearts be given over unto the adulterous practice of apostate, whereby the truth would not even penetrate their hearts or their minds, where there will be no love for the things of Yahweh. There's very little love for His truth today. Very little love for sound doctrine. The hearts are very adamant and stubborn because they're very wicked and unclean. The heart is very deceitful and wicked above all things because the heart ministers to itself. There's only one heart that Yahweh ministers unto, and that is the heart of Messiah. That's why every man needs that mind of Yahshua in him for direction, for strength, for understanding, for the course that Yahweh sets a man on. He can only speak to that mind. He cannot speak to the natural carnal mind because it is the things of a natural mind or the things of man knoweth only the spirit of man. And the things of Yahweh, they are only known by the spirit. And only Yahweh can speak to that mind whereby it will receive those profound truths of Yahweh. And the spirit of Yahweh can only speak the things that it has heard. It will not induce a new doctrine. It will not induce a new doctrine. It only speaks the things that it has heard of the Father. And his witness is that Messiah, Yeshua, is the witness and the hope of Israel unto the house of the called, the elect, the chosen, and the faithful of Yahweh. He said, one did for us, he refreshed me, and he was not ashamed of my change, of my bondages, my trials and my afflictions. When those in Asia spawned me, he refreshed my heart to assure me that I was in the will of Yahweh, and that I will stand with you, Shaul, for this thing must be carried through until the end, that the very power of the excellency of Yahweh may be revealed unto the true house and the remnant of Israel, that they may know that this is the work of Yahweh, and it is not the work of man. He said, but when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently. His heart was captivated. He sought me. He desired to find me for the words of faith to be spoken unto his heart. And he said he found me. He sought out the man of Yahweh, for he sensed the authority, the capacity, and his ability, what Yahweh had imparted into Saul. For he had a great command and a charge of Yahweh, that he will suffer many things for the namesake of Almighty Yahweh. He said, and Yahweh granted unto him that he may find mercy of him in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Today you don't have that. He said that here one Nisphorus came and ministered the hope and the comfort of the truth of Yahweh unto me. Why did he do that? Because it was the same with Yeshua in the Garden of Gethsemane when his apostles were asleep. Yet he prayed unto the Father. He prayed diligently. And his heart was comforted because he knew that he was in the perfect will of Almighty Yahweh. He must die and suffer the shame of that death, that we may be resurrected by the power of the hope of the life that was resurrected out of the grave. That we know that Yahweh is able, he is more than able to resurrect us and to bring us alive in the hope that was manifested in the body of Yeshua. That we may have confidence in that. In an hour of apostate and adulterous practices, the world is so filthy and the mindset of this generation is very vile. It is a deceived generation. It is one that is filled with evil concupiscence, lies of treachery. They deceive their own hearts to believe that they are in the will of Yahweh. And yet the manifestation of their flesh in their mouths represents something that is totally different than they are in the will of their father, the devil, that has birthed a law in them that they will speak against even those things that Yahweh ordained, that his name may be revealed and the power of the hope may be revealed. This is a generation that is consumed with slothfulness and laziness. It is not one that takes time for Yahweh. It has time for every kind of vile thing there is. Yet it has no time to search the scriptures. Now that's what scripture tells us, to search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And you are the ones that testify of him. Man will take hours to search for a pair of shoes or belt or a pair of slacks. And he will be very meticulous. Hours consumed on that. Yet when it comes to the things of Yahweh, when it comes to searching the scripture, he has no time for those things. There is no heart for those things. There's not a desire for those things. And we all must come to the point of death, as sure that. Yet they all forsook him. But he was assured of his work. He knew what Yahweh was doing. He says in the fourth chapter, as he speaks unto Timothy concerning what shall take place, he said, they will turn their ears away from hearing truth. That is what people do today. They turn their ears away from hearing truth. They love lies more than they love truth today. Scripture tells us, I want to quote this verse. Listen to this. It says in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 4. Will you hear this? It says, a wicked doer give heed to false lips. When one is wicked, they will give heed to lips of lies because they are wicked. A wicked doer give heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty or a deceitful lying tongue of ruin. Now that is what a liar will do. They will give their ears over unto things that are destructive, full of lies, because their heart is full of lies. And so they will give their spirit over unto that. You rebel against that, you rebel against Yahweh. These are not David Roberts' words, but this is in the book that you declare that you know, and that you love the one that has written it. A liar or a wicked doer, when one is wicked, they will give their ears over unto deceitful lies. Proverbs 17:4. A wicked doer give heed to false lips, and a liar give ear to a naughty tongue, a tongue that is full of destruction, a tongue that is full of lies. A liar loves that type of a spirit. That is the prominent thing of this hour. A very deceptive and deceived mind today, because it has been produced by apostate or adultery and whoredom. Whoredom is one or a spirit that flirts or participates in every kind of fleshly arousement. Anything that brings some sensation to the flesh. So when Saul began to speak even against those things, he knew that the apostate was entering in. He saw it. That's why with those at Ephesus, he said, for 3.5 years I have wept day and night. And I warn you of your own wickedness in your own heart. He said, but after I depart, then grievous wolves shall creep in. And they're going to destroy the flock and lead them unto the captivity of darkness. When a man's mind leaves the laws of Yahweh, he's led by a grievous, destructive spirit that brings him to death. Where his heart doesn't delight in the things of Yahweh. No praises, no accolades and exhortation of the Father. So it is with those that are of the sisterhood as well. Their minds are given over unto those kinds of things. When they give their hearts over to that, then woe unto them. Then apostate began to take control. And when that apostate spirit has power, there is sorcery. The minds are easily bewitched. The minds are easily deceived and taken for the destruction of hell. Liars love lies and deception. And they will not enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. Not one liar, one deceiver. So I am not discouraged when men forsake me or speak against me. I know that that is the pattern of Scripture. I know that they're going to do that. I know that they're going to come against me. And I understand that thoroughly. And the reason why, as they did not know Messiah, they did not know Saul. Neither do they know the Spirit of Yahweh. For when a man knows the Spirit of Yahweh, there is a fear there. No, I know the fear of man, bringeth a snare. But what is the fear of man? Yahweh said to the house of Israel, in every land that I give you, the Hittites, I will cause them to fear you. And they shall know that you are my seed. They shall know that you honor. And that fear has more than one implication. It has more than one just trembling. It has an implication of reverence and honor. That's what it has. It has the implication of one reverence and honoring and beholding a brother or sister. We are a very ignorant generation because we don't know the scripture. The fear of man is his own complexity. It's his own little world. Man fear losing his home, his children, his wives. They bring man into a snare. It's not the fear of Yahweh, because the fear of Yahweh is clean. It's a pure thing. It's a righteous thing. It's a thing that brings forth the very excellence of the spirit of Yahweh in a man's heart. When you find one that will not honor and reverence the things of Yahweh, that's a very deceitful, lying heart. It's the birth of adultery, apostate, and satanic worship. It produces sorcery. And their minds are very easily seduced and taken. They give themselves over unto carnal and corrupt things. And their mouths are filled with leasing and lying. And the heart of the wicked loves those things. And they intrigue one another with lying and wickedness. So that's why they all turned against Saul. Because there was a diverse group there. And said, he doesn't know what he's speaking. He doesn't speak the things of Yahweh. But certainly he spoke the things of faith. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Every time I read these words, it does something to my heart. He said, for I am now ready to be given up or offered, and the time of my departure is near, is at hand. I know that death awaits me, and I understand that. Had you sensed the heart of this man? He knew that death was near, yet he was concerned with the house of faith, with Timothy. And he wrote this letter unto Timothy, a very compelling, loving letter, that Timothy may rest assuredly that what is befalling Saul, it is the will of Almighty Yahweh. For he declares himself an apostle of Yahweh. That's what he declares. That he knows the Father and the Son, Messiah. And these things that are happening unto him, they are for the furtherance of the message of Messiah. It is one thing that if we began to grow, it says that as Messiah grew in wisdom and in stature, he grew in wisdom. He grew in the stature or the fullness of his purpose. Yet he had favor with Yahweh, and he had favor with man. Yahweh gave him favor with himself, and he had favor with man. This corrupt apostate generation, it doesn't possess the mind of Messiah or the mindset to understand the pure things of Yahweh. So it speaks against it. The heart doesn't love the things of Yahweh. It's amazing because there's a man that I've known. I was introduced to him by Evangelist Horn, Eddie Plowler. I met him when we moved here. Brother Dell and I were at his house on Sunday. And we purchased some things from him. And this man constantly tells me, his wife, and he honors me very greatly. He is a sinner. He will always say this, that Pastor Roberts, you save my life. I understand what he is saying. No, I didn't save his life. He said, when I needed someone to help me, you were there. And I will never forget that. And he constantly reminds me and the brothers of what things that we as a people did for him to bring him up out of his circumstance.
It is not the mindset of this wicked generation. We are people that easily forget because of our own whoredoms and our sins. That is the spirit of sorcery. Yet he always shows me through a man that is a sinner, that doesn't know him. And yet his heart is very appreciative of the things that were done. And he understands the spirit that it was done in. Not for my gain, yet he gained. Not for my own self-righteous purpose, yet he sensed the righteousness of Yahweh in that. And he has never dishonored me in any way at all. A sinner will open up his heart. There is nothing there at his house. If I ask him for, he will not give it to me. Because he can appreciate what things that were done. Not an adulterous, wicked generation. They don't do that. And this is an adulterous, wicked, perverted generation. It is not that you need to search the heart of others. You need to search your hearts. For it's deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. It's a corrupt heart. And so it doesn't bring forth the fullness of Yahweh's joy or the gladness of what Yahweh has done. It cannot appreciate the wisdom of Yahweh that he speaks unto us, that we may grow in wisdom and in stature, governing ourselves by the laws of Yahweh, that we may find favor with him and with man. This is a self-righteous generation that thinks that it actually possessed the wares to battle against the powers of hell that shall overtake the minds of many, and they are not ready. It is a faithless generation. It is not one that is faithful unto Yahweh. It is faithless. So Saul said, I'm ready to die. I know that I'm ready to die. And understanding that, I want you to prepare your mind for the same consequences, Timothy. For they shall befall you as well. What things I warn you of, it is simply because they shall try your heart as well. He said, they forsook me in Asia. They all turn against me. He says, I have fought, verse 7, I have fought a just or a good fight. I have fought righteously. I have finished my course. I'm done with what Yahweh has called me to do. He said, and I have kept the faith. We can't keep the faith from one hour to the other. O ye of little faith, we have no faith to lay hands on one another and pray the prayer of faith. You may boast as though you have that, but you have little faith. We have no faith to walk in the pure righteous laws of Yahweh. We have no faith to obey him in all things. We're not going into the kingdom, not obeying every word that Yahweh speaks unto us. If that's the case, then that battle with Messiah, with Shaitan, is a flat deception and a lie. For he declared that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh. Now that is what the seed of an adulteress or an apostate and a whore does. It deludes the mind to think that we can live separate from the word of Yahweh and do what we want to do. We're doing just like Shaitan. We're trying to change times. We're trying to change the word. We're trying to change the law. And that is the mindset of this generation today. They say he doesn't mean that. Yes, he means it. He means everything. You know, I like quiet times. And I tend to go to the gym. And I like it when no one is in there but me, really. I love the brothers. But it's something when I'm in there by myself, how I ponder the scriptures and how the word of Yahweh talks to my heart. I like to get up and do things by myself, if you understand what I'm saying. Because I can talk to the Father and how he opens scripture up unto me. And then there's an excitement to get back to scriptures and to find the scripture and see if it's thus saith Yahweh. No, it's not an audible voice that he talks to men. But his word is in my heart. And he speaks to my heart by scriptures constantly and all the time. And I like those moments with Him. And it's nothing like the wee hours of the morning that you can find those times with just you and the Father. And He began to open up your heart unto the simplicity of Scripture and truth. I say to you all, I'm either a false brother, I'm sincere. No in between. I'm not lukewarm, I'm either hot or cold. For if you're lukewarm, He is going to regurgitate you out of His mouth. I'm either for Him, I'm a flat out sinner, rejected by Yahweh. A deceived man like Alexander the Coppersmith. You must understand that that spirit of Alexander the Coppersmith, he did so much evil. And that spirit is prevalent today. When you will do evil against the man of Yahweh. No, I'm not speaking to exalt me. I'm speaking to exalt the word of Yahweh. And what He says. And what He speaks. That's what I'm speaking. Has nothing to do with David Roberts' personality, nor yours. Has everything to do with what He says and what has been written by the blood of Messiah. He says, I know that from this moment, from that moment, there is laid up for me a crown, a diadem of righteousness, which Yahweh, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And He said, I want you to understand, Timothy, and not only me, but unto all them that also love the appearance of Messiah. And He exalts him. He encouraged Timothy. He says, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. What a cry. He said, I need you. I do need you, Timothy. I need you, my friend. He says, I know that Yahweh has a charge there for you. But do your diligence. I know the situation in Ephesus. He said, but do thy diligence to come to me. For I need you. I need that strength that you impart into me. I need that strength that you show me from your heart. The strength of your love. The strength of your compassion, the strength of your refreshing. Today, most men of Yahweh, that's almost difficult to find today. He's constantly bombarded. Men, women speak against the righteous things of Yahweh to destroy the seed of hope. That's why they do it. And yet Yahweh will sustain those as He did Moshe. As He did Sean, as He did Timothy, as He did Yokohana, as He set him on the Isle of Patmos, yet He sustained him. He gave him strength. And what a sad thing, as He had one there with Him, He says, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretan to Galatia, and tied is unto Dalmatia. He said, they have forsaken me, Demas, one that I've shown an excellent spirit toward, yet he has forsaken me in the midst of death. Though all men forsake me, Yahweh will never forsake his seed. Messiah, all men forsook him. The apostles went, and they began to do their own thing. And yet there was a restoration after the resurrection. If it had not been for that resurrection, they would have all died in their sins and their corruption. For they all forsook him. And this is a forsaken generation, because an adulterous woman, she forsakes anything of purity. There's no love in her heart. One that is birth of that seed of sorcery, there is no compassion at all. They do not have the ability to love. They are indifferent. There is no emotional attachment there. There is no touch, no feel. There is no sensation of that. And Yahweh gave us seven senses. And they all arouse and entertain. Touch, feel, smell, taste. He gave us those senses. And when that one has birthed that spirit, then they have no sense of the senses. The spiritual laws are the natural laws, none whatsoever. And so Demas did not have that spiritual mind as Timothy had. He rejected many of the things that Saul spoke unto him. He fought. And so he forsook Saul for the world. For there were things in the world that entertained him in a greater way than the laws of faithfulness and long-suffering or the fruit of the Spirit. His meekness, his kindness. We declare that we have the fruit. There ought to be a visible fruit. There ought to be sign of the fruit of your way. There ought to be evidence of his fruit in our lives. You don't have the fruit because there must be the power of his Spirit dwelling in man. He must have the Spirit. He must. This what we have called the Spirit is not the Spirit. Because the Spirit, the first thing it does, it reproves our sins. It doesn't allow our minds to become deceived and overcharged. That there is a willingness to lie, to cheat, to steal, to go against the laws of Yahweh. That is a seductive, satanic mind. And the strength of that is a bewitched mind. It is a sorcery spirit. Because it is the birth of apostate. A whoredom and an adulterous spirit, which is an apostate spirit. An adulterous man, he has no compassion or feel for his spouse, nor does an adulterous woman. And in this hour, as I was reading in U.S. News on yesterday, it is a proliferation of adulterous activities. The women are more adulterous than the men. They're unfaithful. Their minds are vile, filthy, and unclean. They have no sanctity of purity and righteousness. And it's almost difficult today to find one that is committed and faithful. Wives are not committed to the laws of their homes. And husbands are not committed to the laws of Yahweh. And so they do things that are contrary. And they open the door to every kind of vile spirit there is. And that's why there is no stability. There's no strength to resist the powers of hell. And to bind one can chase a thousand. And two that are united in the Spirit of Yahweh, they can chase 10,000. Yet we can't even chase the spirit of our minds away. We can't even rule the spirit of our own hearts. How can we rule the things of Yahweh? How can we govern the things of Yahweh when we cannot rule the spirit in our own heart? That's a strong man that has the ability to rule his spirit. When a man has that ability, then we bless Yahweh for that. But this is a deceitful generation. It despises those things that will grant or bring unto them a great strength. They despise it. You take the natural things, if a man has the ability to teach you in a physical sense to become stronger, and you see evidence that he is stronger than you, then the best thing to do is to take heed as to what he says. Let him teach you how to become stronger. If he tells you that's wrong and the improper way to do that, then it almost behooves you to listen to what he says. If you can see the results by him. And the spiritual results as well when it comes to the spiritual laws of Yahweh. It behooves us to take heed. He says, there's only Luke with me. My. He says, take Mark. We understand the situation with Saul and Mark. It's a great separation there. I believe it was the hand of Yahweh. He separated them. For there were things that Mark must do. He says, take Mark. He said, and bring him with you, for he is profitable to me, and for the work of the ministry. He said, I need Mark, bring my brother, for it is good for him to come. that we may strengthen the resolves of one another. Well, in this hour, it's very difficult to find that amongst people of your way. Amongst the sisters, amongst the brother, they're given over unto seductive and evil things. I warn you all. I warn you. Judgment is beginning, and it has begun at the house of Yahweh. And when Yahweh cannot correct you with judgment, then he pours down his wrath and his terror upon you. That's why you ought to pray, correct me, Father, in thy judgment, and not in thy anger, lest I come to naught. He hates an adulterous spirit. When the mind is given to lies and deception, that's a whorish woman, she always lies. A whorish man, he lies to his wife. I said to the young men, I said, I will show you how much you love Yahweh. I said, we should truly confess our faults unto him. I said, do you actually name your sins? And the corrupt things that battle your mind and the things you do, do you tell him that? I said, that's love. When a man is truly committed to his wife, I have no mistrust. I ought to be able to share with her my wrestling and the powers at war against my mind. Something is wrong if I can't do that. Then there is no trust there. I don't care how it seems, how vile it may seem, that's trust. For Messiah loved the assembly. And the scripture says that husbands to love your wives as Messiah, as Yahweh loved the house. And he has not withheld one good thing from any of us that truly love him. He pours out and he shares all things with us. He has not held back one thing. He has not held back one thing from me. He has not held back his correction. He has not held back showing me my sins or my down sittings and my mishaps and my faults, my transgressions. He has never done that. I'm grateful that he has always revealed that my sins can go before me unto judgment. And in the midst of that, there's a cleansing and a process of cleansing and sanctifying by the word of faith and the word of truth. As Elder Barton said to me the other day, he looked at me. He and I were together. He said to me, if you were doing wicked, no one would have to tell me. I would know it. I would know what you're doing. I bless Yahweh for that. I don't discount that. I don't say to him, who do you think you are? I am grateful for that. For that is the sign of Yahweh's judgment and his correction. I will not reject that. We are a very obstinate generation. We're very hard. Our hearts are hardened. Our minds are very hard. We reject judgment. It is the cleansing and the correction of Yahweh. I want him to judge me. I bless him for his judgment. For in that I find comfort, safety, and peace. If I'm a deceitful liar and I lie, I want him to let me know I'm a liar. I don't want to die in my sins being a liar, a deceiver, a man given over unto folly and frivolity. No. I don't know how to express my love to him. But I know that there's something about his word that I just can never get tired of. That it comforts my soul. It gives me a great strength and a comfort. Even in the midst of calamity and perplexities, there's a great strength that I find. He said, you bring him and take Mark. It is good. It is profitable unto me for this labor. He said, Antichitus have I sent to Ephesus. I commanded him to go. He said, the cloak that I left at Taurus with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee or bring you that cloak. He said, also the book, but especially the parchment, the things that I've wrote, and they're vital for the kingdom work. And I need that I may put the seal of approval on that by the Spirit, that you may take this to the other parts of the world, Timothy. He said, I want to remind you that Alexander the coppersmith, he did me not just evil, but much evil. He said, and Yahweh rewarded him according to his works. You think that if you do one another evil and much evil, you will not be rewarded according to your works? He did him much evil, not just evil, but there was an evil conspiring, and he came against the man of Yahweh without any fear. Yahweh did him evil as well. He dealt with him. He says, now I want to tell you of whom thou be also aware of him. Now what a profound statement that he told him the man to beware of, to watch him, to watch his words, his lies, and his deceptions. We today, we don't want to do that. Because liars love lies. An evil mind, it loves things that are evil. And they're drawn to those that will speak evil. And those that are full of deception, they're drawn to those that have naughty, wicked ears. And they speak to them lies. That's what Alexander the coppersmith did. Why don't they come to me? Because I will reprove and rebuke. You show them their wickedness. Look at who you are. You know the scripture says that a liar hateth the soul that is afflicted by its lies. Anyone that lies, they hate the souls of those that they inflict their lies upon. Or the ones that listen to the lies, they hate their soul. That's the truth. I warn you all tonight, I'm not afraid what any man can do unto me. There's nothing no man can do to me. Nothing. Nothing they can do to Saul. He said, my time is at hand, and your time is too. Your time is too. Your time is too. Your time is too. He says, of whom, Alexander the coppersmith, I want you to beware also of him, for he hath greatly withstood our words. Now that is the power of hell. When one withstand the words of Yahweh, the truth, his laws and his commandments, look how you've withstood the words of Yahweh. For he's spoken things unto your heart. You know, and you knew that he identified you. Yet you withstood those things. You rejected them. You not give your heart over unto those words. He say he has withstood our words. He said at first now, when I began to deal with these corrupt men, he said at first answer no man stood with me. He said, but all men, and that's what they're doing today, all men are forsaking Messiah. He said, but all men forsook me. He said, I pray Yahweh that it may not be laid to their charge, because I know the rewards of the Father. So my desire is that I hope that Yahweh doesn't lay this to their charge. He said, notwithstanding, Yahweh stood with me. How? Well, with comfort and confidence of the truth of his word, as he would go to the Torah and the Tanakh, and he would read scriptures. He would find the hope of Messiah in the Tanakh. He would find it in the prophets and Moshe, the laws, the Torah. He would find it in Obadiah and Zephaniah. He would find it in Yaakov. He would find the words of hope there. He said, nevertheless, you always stood with me, and he gave me strength. So he made me strong in the hope. And the words of faith that I began to preach, he made me strong. He said, and that by me, the preaching might be fully known. Not by Timothy, but by Saul, the preacher may be fully known. Or the excellency of the knowledge of Yahweh may be revealed unto you in its power that you may have knowledge, whether you have strength of understanding, but you may have knowledge of what he says, that you can have confidence in what Yahweh is saying. That's why he gave gifts unto men. He never gave a woman a gift to minister and the sense to usurp any authority to make judgment on the house of Yahweh. He gave it unto men. He will never change that. He gave that unto men. That's why he made the man the head of his house, to make judgment there. To make judgment. As far as my house and me, we're going to serve Yahweh. We're going to lift up his name and exalt him. You know, Brother Dale often says to me, because I enjoy our conversations, he often says to me, Pastor Roberts, you've led us all these years. He said, I laugh. Now, I understand what he's saying. It's not a laugh to what he's saying. It's a hurt to see or to believe that the people believe that you led them, and all of a sudden you will take us into a strange arena to destroy our soul. He said, it's a sad thing. Actually, what he is saying is sad. To think of the mindset of this generation, for they don't trust Yahweh. They don't trust one another. They have no confidence in the things of Yahweh. Then whatsoever. And unless Yahweh raise up in a man's spirit the excellence of his anointing, and that he will not waver. He will not capitulate. But he will stand in the truth. He will stand on the promise of the word of faith. And that's what Saul did. Although all the men forsook him, he did not waver at all. And there is a time that the body, each one shall experience this experience that Saul did. Everyone shall experience that. Everyone. He says that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. He said, the beastly spirit came up against me, but Yahweh delivered me. He set my feet forth on the excellent path, that the preaching may be proclaimed by my mouth. He has chosen that methodology to save those that believe. And it is a foolish thing. Preaching is. It's a very foolish thing. And yet, that is the methodology that Yahweh has chosen. And for you to have faith by preaching, it comes by that way. And that is the thing that the enemy is doing in this hour, to remove that. There is no preaching today, hardly, saints. No preaching. There is theatrics. They don't even call sinners sinners anymore. They call them, quote, the unchurched. They don't even call wickedness anymore. Every man, Yahweh has a plan for their life. There's only one plan for every man's life. One plan. As sure as we were born, death and judgment awaits us all. That's the only plan. It's not a plan to send you off on some expedition to become wealthy, to have your abundance and your full. That is not the plan of Yahweh. Not at all. His whole purpose is that we may worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't do that when your mind is deceived and you're walking in lies and corruption. He said, Yahweh stood with me and he delivered me. Verse 18, and Yahweh shall deliver me from every evil work. Now, why are not we being delivered from every evil work? He said, Yahweh shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be honor forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He shall preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. And he says, I want you to salute Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. He said, salute Priscilla. What a marvelous spirit she had. As she and Aquila, as Apollos knew only the baptism of Yohanan the baptizer, yet he spoke excellent. He spoke excellent. And yet, when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, the scripture said they pulled him aside. And they expounded on the word of Yahweh more excellent. That Saul, and even they said, when he comes, you all receive Apollos with fear now. Make sure because he will minister unto your need. And what a profound gift that they had to minister unto the hope. In the house of Israel with a pure heart. You don't find that today. Everyone is given over unto seduction and sin and lies, folly. I say to you, daughters, you better cleanse yourself from your wicked ways and your sins, your corrupt minds. I say to you, brothers, you better purify your mind, ye sinners, and cleanse yourself, ye double-minded men. I warn you. You don't have to receive it, but it is the truth. You have begun to take measures of your heart and see what things, how corrupt you are, and see what things that you're willing to do and how easily you're willing to do those things. I watched Brother Dale other day, last Friday. I watched the young man. I see things, the very small little things that it does something to my heart. As Deacon Benny and I were sitting on the steps waiting for him, I watched him run down the road, and there was his wife and the little daughter. And I watched the man as he looked at her. I watched him bend down, he kissed her, and when he stood up, there was something in her face. And he cleansed whatever it was from her face. Well, Pastor, that is nothing. But the intimacy of that, the act that he did, it was a tremendous thing as he dealt with that little baby. It did something to me. You see, I see things like that. The scripture says to the pure, all things are pure. But a man's heart is sincere. He sees the pure things. His eyes see the little pure things that shine forth. And those little things, that person can grasp such a great revelation of understanding. You see, that's how the Father cares for His little children. He doesn't allow the mote or the beam to get in your eyes. That's why He sent the Spirit to keep us. He sees everything. You see, the little girl can't tell him, Daddy, remove that. See, only love causes him to do that. Love pays attention. We don't have that. We have hypocrisy. It is a false dissimulation, a putrefied puke. It's not the pure love of Yahweh. No. Shame to the house. Shame. He says, Euratius abode in Corona and Trophimus. Have I left in Maltum sick? Again he says to him, do thy diligent to come before the weather begins to change, before winter. He says, Eubulus greet thee, and Pudan, and Linus, and Claudia. He said, and all the brethren greet you. He says, at the power of the mercies, your sure Messiah, he said, be with thy spirit. May Messiah be in your heart. He said, the love of Yahweh be with you, and you bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what a great trial of great cataclysmic mayhem that tried the heart of this man yet. He warned his brother of the things that shall overcome his heart and that shall try him. In this hour of unbelief, generation that is so wicked and so vile, a generation that is filled with corruption, is an adulterous and a wicked generation. It is the seed, the offspring of an adulteress and a whore, an apostate and a whore. It is so vile, so wicked. As I left home today, I was looking and reading whereby this mindset of this generation, it is so corrupt and so vile. The only protection is the mind of Messiah. And anyone that doesn't possess that, woe unto his soul, for you shall die in your wickedness. For he declared, warn the righteous, and you warn the wicked. He said, you warn the wicked to turn from his ways. And if he turn, then his soul shall be cleansed, and his heart shall be purged from all of his corruption. And I shall write his name and assure him a place in the kingdom. He says, and you warn the righteous man. You warn him that he will not, or he does not turn from the righteous laws of Yahweh. For when a righteous man does that, he say, I will lay a stumbling block before him. And he shall never get back to the Father. And his righteousness shall not be remembered anymore. Many are called, but few are chosen. And every man thinks that he has the same gift as every man. Not so. Not so. Not so. Not so. There's only one excellency of the gift of Yahweh. And that is the manifestation of that gift in a man's life by love. And he must start by loving Yahweh with all of his heart, soul, his mind, and his strength. You offend many, Pastor, and they were all offended with what Messiah said. And they all turned and they walked away from him. And he said to the 12, will you leave me also? Where is that to go? For thou hast the bread or the key to life. And we are in that kind of corrupt generation. It's vile. It's wicked. It's sadistic. And I warn you. You've got to cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. And began to perfect holiness. The perfect righteousness of Yahweh in the fear of Yahweh. When a man does that, then he will walk in the power of the light of the truth. He will walk in the strength of Almighty Yahweh. O Asia, have turned against me. Yet Yahweh stands by my side. And that is the hope and the strength of the believers today. Nothing else. Family, friends, foes, wives, husbands, sons, daughters, they will forsake you. Yet Yahweh will stand by his children. May Yahweh's peace fill your heart. May his strength overtake you. You know, I did not feel like saying anything today. I really didn't. Elder Martin always tell me, he said, Pastor Roberts, I like talking to the old man. I love Elder Martin. I do. I love that old man. He's my friend. Yes, I love him. He counsels me a lot. He says things to me that are great strength in all of his broken English, but yet the things he say, they're good. He reminds me of how to walk. And he says things to me that are great strength. And so I seek out his counsel. Not that I reject the counsel of Deacon Bennett, Brother James, Brother Dale, the brothers. Brother Dale says things to me, these brothers, they're wonderful things that bless my heart. But there's something about that old man when he begins to talk to me. There's something about the Spirit. And the doors that he opened, they are great strength unto me. And I bless you always for that. I wouldn't sell that for nothing. I wouldn't chance my friendship with him to satisfy my flesh. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't chance my friendship with any brother to satisfy my flesh. I wouldn't do that. This is a generation that forgets. I've forgotten where he brought me from. I know what he did for me. I know where he brought me from. I haven't forgotten that. You all can say what you want to. Even the men in my life, I've never denigrated them. You've never heard me denigrate Evangelist Hartsfield. You don't even hear me say much about Osteen. You've never heard me say anything about even old Pastor Rogers. You haven't heard that. Because I believe that when a man loves Yahweh, that he put, I don't care what the condition of a man, he put all kinds of men in his life. He did it with Shaw, Demas, Alexander the Coppersmith. But yet he showed him in all of that, he will not forsake him. He never left him. Somewhere there must be a man of Yahweh to stand with truth, saints. Somewhere. And if it's not, we better cry out, where is he, Father? Send him, Yahweh. I want him. I have no purpose to live but to do his will. There's nothing. Nothing I want. No material things. No land. I don't want houses. I don't want those things. I want him. I want his knowledge. And I know I'm not going to get it walking in any way but in the mind of Messiah. And I can say as sure I've done no man wrong. I don't care what they say. I've done them wrong. I've done no man evil. I have it. I've rebuked. Sure I have. I've reproved hard. For he says, preach the word. You be instant in season and out of season. You reprove. You rebuke. With all long suffering and doctrine. I'm going to do that. I don't care if Sister Roberts turned away from me today. Makes no difference. I will stand. Somewhere there must be a difference between this theology of the world and the truth of Yahweh. The shackles must be broken off for us. Period. We think very highly of ourselves. No, tell me. Brother Dale said something to me one day that has actually, in the months that he said, that has transformed my life. What did he say? Don't worry. But I know what he said. And I know the things that he said to me. And in the spirit he said it in. I don't mind that. But it has certainly transformed things in my life. It has. It has. I know what he said. Don't worry about what he said. I know. It blessed me because he said it. And that was enough. That was enough. You see, that's love. Scripture says open rebuke is better than secret love. Now, we don't understand the love of Yahweh. That's why it's a secret to us. We don't understand. It's a mystery to us. He's going to judge everyone. He's going to rape this house to hell. If we don't get our hearts right. Who is above his correction? Am I? I don't ever want to be above that. I don't ever want to be in a position where he can't correct me. Even the actions of brothers, the way they walk, corrects me. I watch him do that. I say, man, what? You know, son, I will never experience that. I saw you walk down this road right here at the plum trees. Your wife was at the plum tree. The little baby was being pushed. I watched every action. Deacon Ben and I sat there. I will never experience that. What it's like to kiss a little daughter. Am I sad for that? No. Am I happy for you? Sure I am. Does that bless me to you? Yes, it does. Because I know that's the spirit of a father. A good man. A good man. And that young man has things in him you don't find in men today. And that's the truth. And Yahweh had to do that. How? By the hearing of the word. Sure. Not pride. He's too simple to have pride. He's not a boastful man. He's not that way. He's a man of integrity and honesty. You can't hardly find that today. And I bless the Father for that. I do. That's why I believe that Yahweh allowed me to go out with him Sunday. And I said, let's go to Eddie's. Of course, I got a good deal on the things we purchased from him. And his wife reminded us that you all saved us. We will never forget that. I said to him, Eddie, what are you doing with those barrels? You want them, you take them all. And that's how the man responds to me all the time. He said, because you saved me. He hasn't forgotten that. This is a wicked generation. It forgets. The scripture tells us to be mindful. We're not a mindful generation. We're not a very sober generation. The world exacts everything out of you. It takes everything, all your strength. It takes your soul, your mind. You must serve the powers of hell with diligence. You must. And Yahweh requires that, to love him with all your heart, soul, mind. And all of your strength. He requires that. And we must love him that way. Period. Now, I'm not saying if you don't love me, that's all right. I'll be all right. Believe me, I sleep well. I sleep good. I will still tell us our sins, our wickedness, and our corruptions. Joel wrote unto Timothy. He said, if these things be true, that the elders are doing that, he says, you rebuke them. He did not just tell the brother. He said, now, Timothy, you rebuke them before all, that others may fear. If the elders are doing that, you reprove them. The letter was unto Timothy. You reprove the elders, that others may fear and know that Yahweh is not playing. We don't have that today. The corrupt mindset, how wicked it is. Now, I'll tell you the truth. You all don't have to love me. That's all right. That's all right. Most men of y'all were not truly loved anyway. But that's all right. And not loved by many. And that's the truth. May Yahweh bless you, give you strength and peace. You wives, you sisters, keep your mouths shut. You will cause more hell than the whole hell gates open. That's why you need to study to be quiet. Study to be quiet. That's something. That you may be able to hear the voice of Yahweh. And that is the truth. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Thank you, Father. Father, in all things we bless you. Touch Brother Dave tonight. Touch that leg. We thank you for that victory, Father. No tremendous damage. I pray that all the saints will be aware of that and keep them, protect. We ask all things in Messiah's name. We bless you. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you.